Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, just before Thanksgiving. And I thank the Lord for another year of grace. Every day we live, remember Paul said, Christ's return is closer than when we first mentioned it. It gets closer with time. And today the Lord put on my heart to make his people aware of the urgency of his return. The return of the Lord is very strategic. He's told me a few years ago that he's going to return at the most strategic moment. Excuse me. At a time when people think that he's not coming. That's when he's going to show up. The Lord is dealing with many problems different ways. And he served us with a mystery. He gave us the revelation and he told us what's going to happen. And then he turned around and concealed it. Some of it is sealed up, so man can't figure it out. The point is not to try to figure out the timing and what's going to happen and solve the mystery. The point is that it's a combination of sowing and reaping. The Lord is looking for sincerity. People are looking for pleasure. They have a chance to receive salvation. And the Lord can't take evil to heaven. No matter how people dress up things and make things look a certain way, the only people that will go to heaven to be with Jesus, they are the people. The Lord put it to me this way. They're in covenant, of course, because they believed on Jesus, but they're also the type of people, if they were in Adam's position all over again, they would not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They will eat off the tree of life, or at least they won't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, eating off the tree of life is the same as when Jesus said, "Learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light." He wants us to learn who he is. He wants us to know who he is. He wants us to understand his ways. Now, he don't make people do it, but he's looking for people that want to. And it's very important that we do. He wants us to go forward in his ways, in his love, and do the things of life. And he wants us to follow on to know the Lord. He wants us to get to know him well. And that's just the way it is. And his return is imminent. And there are people who are sincere. There's always in every nation and in every age, there is a remnant of people that desire to know God. And that is sincere before him. And that do persist to know who he is. And then you have those who know to go forward in the things of God and just don't do it. And he said here in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." The Lord loves his people. He don't rejoice in a person's evil demise. He don't want anybody to die. He don't rejoice in nobody's death. But when you follow on to know the Lord, that's when you get to know him as a person. That's eating off the tree of life. Hosea 6 says, "Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. See, Jesus rose on the third day. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. See, God wants, he wants us to follow on to know the Lord. Very important. Jesus said, learn of me, take up my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. See, everything that he does, he give us the information. He gave us his written word. He pursues us. He helps us to understand. And he wants us to know him just like God, the same relationship he enjoyed with Father God. That's what he wants us to have with Father God. So if we do proceed to go forward, if we proceed and go forward, then he's going to be faithful in helping us to understand things. You won't be in the dark. Now, I'm going to say this. The Lord told John to seal Revelation just like he told Daniel to seal the revelation that Daniel had. Daniel, the timing and the events of the end. Then he turned around and told them to the day what would happen. But he concealed it. And Bible scholars all over the world try to figure it out. And I commend them. I want them to try to figure it out. But they can't. Not until it's time. Now also, only those that will unseal it, it will be those who are qualified to do it by God at the right time. And then, see, before the Lord would do something, he always tell his people. He told me that his return, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. He didn't just say it that one time. He said it that one time, but he also gave me greater revelations to go with it. He's consistent about it. He consistently tell me he's coming again. It's one of the first things I think about in the morning. And every day I present people with that information. You know, if you listen to these broadcasts continually, you know what I'm talking about. Because God loves his people. And he wants us to pursue him, eat off the tree of life, resist the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in every category. What is the purpose of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil anyway? It's so that we can practice rejecting what is good. It's so that we can leave alone what don't belong to us and don't try to take what don't belong to us. And so, I want to do everything the way God wants me to do it. And I want to pursue the Lord. I love getting to know him. And I love knowing him. And I love spending time with the Lord. But that's my greatest desire. I love it when the Lord teach me. See, if you focus on not doing wrong, that's a miserable way to live. Galatians 5 put it this way. He said, Galatians 5 verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If you're led of the Spirit, the Lord is leading you and you're following him, you're going to fulfill the law. Just like Jesus did. When you fulfill the law, he said in verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Then he said, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So if you're seeking to be led of the Spirit only. You know, I had a word years ago called, it was saying doing what blesses only. That was the title of it, and I wrote it. And the Lord gave it to me. That's how I wrote it. I actually just received it and relayed it to others by writing it down and copying it and passing it out. Now, that's that concept. Doing what blesses only will help you be led of the Spirit. When the Spirit leads you, you'll be so happy to follow Him. Now, God has people all over the world out of that way. Not only all over the world, but in every family, kindred, and tongue. So, God has a great remnant of people. Now, I want to tell you something else about the Lord. If you listen to these broadcasts, the Lord had me dealing with many things. When people do things that way, and God has to deal with what people do, and because people love to do things that way, and not precisely what He wanted them to do, a lot of other things happen. Okay, when I talk about how the Lord had me to, He sent me to several pastors in the Birmingham, Jefferson County area years ago, and He had me to write pastors far away sometimes. And then I did Live and Letter Ministries. I sent the writings that God gave me out to many people, you know, all over. I had about 350 people on the list. That's not a big ministry, but never underestimate what God can do with a little bit. But the thing is this. He told me, every time He sent me to a pastor, He would show me what would happen if he followed Him, if that pastor follows God, and then also what would happen if they didn't. Now, in all fairness to all the pastors, I love them, I learn from them, I'm blessed by them, I was always blessed by them. Some I heard on the radio, whatever. But I was blessed by them, and I still remember things that they taught. Most of them try to do better according to what they understood. That to me is commendable. But God was talking about something much greater entirely. Something much greater than what they can come up with on their own. The Lord wanted to train them for the next glory. And I understood things in steps and stages as time goes on. And He gave me specific instructions. I talk about that sometimes, so I'm going to continue on. Sometimes I'd have a word, and I couldn't give all of it unless they asked for it. I give them enough to go on, and then the Lord said, now, if they ask you, then tell them this. See, the Lord was helping me see what was going on. It took me years to understand more fully what was happening. The proverb says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct your paths. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your path. So, He taught me how to be led by Him a lot of different ways. He used many people to help me learn to follow Him. Mainly Elder Lewis and a lady named Carolyn Stevens used to read that Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 every Sunday for years. I heard her read it. And it got in my heart, and I wanted to know the Lord. I was seeking after the Lord. Good things happen when you follow on to know the Lord. But when you feel confident in your abilities or in your education or your seminary training or your circle, sometimes people feel comfortable in their circle. And because of what they've learned, they appreciate it, and they feel confident. Well, what God wants to do requires more than that knowledge. All those wonderful knowledges that you've retained, what He has in store, God has to train you for the next glory. Because there are people out there that will follow on to know the Lord if the right people witnessed to them and taught them and trained them. You know, God sends apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But when people believe worldly concepts, even though they are anointed and they preach the word, if Any small amount of worldly concepts will hinder the newcomers, because a little leaven leavens the lump. And the Lord had, I had to learn, the only way to stop it is to completely follow God. Don't do anything without His approval, ministry-wise. I'm not talking about everyday decisions, but it's good to, but the proverb said, acknowledge Him in all your ways. But when it comes to ministry, do only what God reveals to you to do. And that's the only way I know to stop the process of the seducing spirits that already started a pattern a long time ago. I'm talking centuries ago, many centuries ago. A lot of our church traditions and the way we conduct the church today is based on the Roman Catholic Church. Now, in those days, people didn't, poor people didn't have Bibles. Many poor people couldn't even read. So they depended on the priest to tell them what to do. And when the king wanted something done, he could tell the priest that was in league with him. And they kind of controlled the whole nation the way they wanted it to be. You know, Martin Luther had to come and put some things in order, get people to believe on faith again. But a lot of the corruptness, it bled through the centuries. And the Lord, and it hinders the Lord. People are satisfied with going to church once or twice a week, hearing the preacher for 45 minutes. Now, in the days of Jesus, they met often. There's a lot of things that people don't understand. Yeah, you know, they work, and then they go, they have church, and then they go home. It was, see, culture, what people are used to is sometimes far beneath what God would have us do. Not saying that you'll be in church every day, 8 hours a day, no. But when you follow God, He will help you get to the point of things. There are many things that need to happen that have never happened. And men didn't know to do it, and people don't have appetite for it. Now, in places like Africa, people will walk 30 miles to church to morning, and they'll go to morning service and wait until evening service before they walk back home. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if it's hot. It doesn't matter when it don't get cold, but no matter what, that's what they do. Now, there are people out there that love God, and they seek the Lord. If the Lord save them, and then let's say a bunch of lukewarm pastors teach them, they're going to be challenged not to. There are hurdles set before them that will cause them to become lukewarm. The challenge will be to become lukewarm. Now, I've seen this happen too. When churches grow cold or lukewarm, there are people that really love God. I've seen people be vexed in their spirit, just like Lot was in Sodom. People that go to a church where the word's not going forth, they are miserable. Some people like it because they don't want to do nothing anyway. They just want to soothe their conscience or whatever their reasons are for being there. But when you go to a church and that's anointed, you don't want to leave. Now, I go to a church, I see people stand around and talk for at least 30 minutes to an hour after church, after they've been taught. And then they have conversations about what they heard. And some people have other things to do. Everybody can't stay there and just socialize. But some of the conversations, you find yourself there another hour sometimes. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's a sweet spirit. You don't want to go nowhere. And see, what the Lord have done, He loves people, and He know where they are, and He know how to get people to the next glory. So He raised up people that will go to the next glory. Now, He just alerted me to something that He told me a few weeks ago. He said, there are people. this is interesting. He's been talking to me about trust for a few years. He said, there are people that trust me, though they don't know me. And see, trust is always, the Lord had me teaching that trust is based on the past. All right. If you don't have, if you lack a relationship with the Lord, it's difficult to trust him. But he made it plain for me. And when he said that, I had to go sit down and think about it. He said, there are people out there now, for the first time in history, that trust the Lord, though they don't know him. Now, I tell people all the time, if you don't spend time with the Lord, you're not going to trust him. It's going to interfere with how you trust him. Because trust is based on past dealings, past in a relationship from the past. If you take the Lord at face value, you believe God like Abraham did. He believed in God and he followed God out of Haran and went to Canaan land. All right, and the Lord showed him visions of what was to come. Told him to count the stars. Told him how big his family was going to become. Now, when you follow God, Abraham believed God. But Israel believed God and followed Moses right out of Egypt, but they didn't trust him. They obeyed him, but they didn't trust him. But now we got people that will trust God even though they don't know him. Now, because this is why the people that the Lord raised up to fish them out of life, Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Don't think for a moment just because you don't see a big revival like what people are used to, that God is always working. And I'm going to share this before I close, but he has raised up people. Now, they don't have big names. They are basically virtually unknown to the masses of people. But the Lord went around the lukewarm church and also the church that wasn't following him and found people that would obey him. And they ministered life to people. They got saved. And they trust the Lord. But their knowledge of God is not like those of old who were schooled in the ways of God. They are learning, but they trust God. And they obey him. Because they trust him, but they just don't know him yet. See, Paul said that he did many things that I may know him. There are people who follow God and they obey him because they know him. They trust him because they know him. Now God has people that trust him, though they don't really know him. And they know that they're in covenant with him, but they don't. They're learning of him as they go, but they trust him. Now this gives them an advantage. They'll do what God tells them to do without hesitation. Whereas people that were taught by those of old that didn't follow God, they struggle to trust God and to obey him. So this revival is a little different. It's unknown people that just love God, doing what God gave them to do, not understanding the impact that it has, but because they love God, they do what God gave them to do, and God blesses it and multiplies it, even though they don't realize it. Consider these things. See, the Lord, he's not going to leave out people that are hungry. See, Jesus ain't coming back until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And guess what? The Lord's been busy reeling them in. Well, those that wanted to sit on the sideline and they felt like they don't have to follow God, he left them out. He just kept working without them. So God has this thing wrapped up. That's why his return is imminent. People are looking for a great revival. I'd love to see one, but I know I won't. But the revival is already happening. There are people that love God and they trust him, they don't need reviving. They steadily do what God gave them to do. and practice what God teach them in life. And it works. It's effective. Now, anybody that will trust and obey God, they are effective. Remember, Jesus said that he went to the into the marketplaces and saw men standing around and said and hired them to reap his field. But there were people already out there in the heat all day working. But the people at the very last hour, they did the most work. They got the harvest in for the Lord without fail. Then God gave them the same wage. Now consider these things. Don't think for a moment that God is as wise as he is and the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit is still moving on the earth. Genesis, when we first met the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God moved on the waters, on the face of the deep. He never stopped moving. He's still hunting down people and raising up people to fish his sheep out, because there's a prayer on every one of us who will hear. The Lord makes sure that person way out in the far left over there will hear the gospel, and they come running, hungry. Hungrily running, just like the rich young ruler, but they trust God with what they have. They trust God in life. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, giving them a dream, they obey him. And those that decided it was optional and didn't obey him, they don't know what God is up to. Consider these facts, because the Lord, my friend, is about to return. His return. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. And those that are in covenant, God will no wise despise. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord and wonderful King. Stay in victory. Stay in fellowship. Stay in wisdom. Stay in covenant. To the Lord's mighty return is upon us.